Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, has it been an eventful start to the show. About an hour and a half into this bad boy. Here on a Tuesday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock in this 8 o'clock hour. Couple of big-time things going to happen here. Ryan Fowler going to join the program. Always love catching up with him. We'll bring you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six-Pack, my top six teams in the NFL, plus the honorable three, as I like to call them. Excuse me. Almost, but not good enough. So I'll give you 6-1. Then I'll give you the almost, but not good enough list. So that's all in this 8 o'clock hour. The other thing we'll talk about in this 8 o'clock hour is something I want to get into right now. Because the numbers that I'm about to give you are honestly staggering. But before we get to that, I want to wrap up the conversation on Adam Peters. Rick is in Chesapeake. What's up, Rick?
What's up, Lana? Linnell?
What's going on?
You and Heavy Metal Chris, man, y'all got a great show going, man. I love it. I love everything you do. I love how real you are, and I just appreciate everything y'all got going on.
Appreciate
it. So for me, it's 50-50, and I'm going to tell you why. From Adam Peters, the drafting that he's been doing, the players he's been bringing in to me, I mean, it starts with Howie Roseman. And the trade he made, and they draft, let the Eagles draft Cooper DeJean. Look what he's turned into. You know, that bothers me and just some of the players that he's brought in. Then the other side of it, Adam, for the coach, you know, Dan Quinn, I mean, you wonder why Jaden don't know what's going on. There's no real practicing going on, like you touched on. No real practicing going on. The star players, whether it's our tight end.
Well, hold on. Curry, let me just correct you. Let me just correct you real quick, Rick. It's not that there's no practicing going on. That's not all on them. There are limitations.
Yeah, but it's not real practice.
There are limitations.
It's not real practice.
There are limitations based on the collective bargaining agreement to what you can do during a practice in the NFL. So they're subject to the rules.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when he lets them guys have a day off.
Oh, you're talking about the rest days.
They deserve a day off. The rest days. They get catered to, man. I believe that he allows him wanting to be so much a player's coach. Sometimes, man, you got to put your foot down, man.
Yeah.
You know, you got to earn that day off, you know. And I just believe that it goes, you know, down to what you touched on. I mean, when you said San Francisco and everything that went through and Mac Jones starting, I mean, I agree with you 100%. You got to have these young players step up, give them the opportunity. Back to what you said earlier, they ain't getting no playing time in practice. You can't evaluate a linebacker in practice.
Exactly.
I agree with you 100%. At this time of the season, man, you got to start evaluating that young talent and see what we got. And that's how I feel. It's 50-50.
Hey, I think you hit it right on the head. I appreciate you bringing it strong, Rick. Talk to you soon, brother. Rick, keeping it appreciate him keeping it PG because I felt Rick's energy through the phone. He's like a lot of us, man. There's a lot of folks, right or wrong. And I don't think you can be wrong for being, you can't tell people how to fan, right? You can't police people's fandom. And I'm learning that because I want to tell y'all a lot of the times, why would you root for that? You're this, you're that. I get it. You cannot police how people fan. But, I mean, I think everyone that is a little bit frustrated and turned sideways with how this thing is going, I get it. I hear you. See, my number one issue that I have right now with the front office is that it's this idea of drafting captains and team leaders every year. Like, oh, that's fine. Bring me the savages. Bring me the kid that had to be in Club Alt. And Club Alt is only something that I know about. Don Alt was the great coach at my college 45, 50 years before I got there at Bethany College. And Club Alt was a Saturday night sit-down with the head coach. It's a punishment. You would get sent to Club Alt if you didn't go to, you skipped a class during the week. You had Club Alt. You would be with Coach Garvey from 8 p.m. to, I think, 1 a.m. And on our small campus, you're only partying for a certain amount of time, right? So Club Alt was the accountability system. I just don't know if that accountability system exists within the Commanders, man. I don't get the personnel not changing if the starters aren't living up to the standard. And I get it, right? Maybe you're, because he talked about being in evaluation mode. Maybe he's letting them play a lot just so he can evaluate them and really be concrete that they're not good. Because there are some dudes, man, especially when you talk about this defense, I genuinely wonder, like, what is, one, what's the solution, and then who are you bringing back next year to start? And right now the list is super short. But I want to move on from the Adam Peters and Dan Quinn discussion here for a second. I want to get to this article from my guy, Stephen Ruiz, via The Ringer. And the headline for this Jayden Daniels portion of it reads, Jayden Daniels is breaking himself. I'm just going to give you the numbers first before I give you my commentary, because if you pay attention to me on the regular, I have said some of these things. Daniels' scramble rate, start here. Daniels' scramble rate, these numbers via True Media. Daniels' scramble rate is up 3 percentage points over last year. That was a talking point this offseason, is getting that scramble rate down. That was the whole idea of putting better pass catchers around him so he did not have to rely on his legs more often. And it's up 3% over last year. He scrambled last year at a 13%, at a 13% clip. His scramble rate is now up to 15.7. Now, the bottom line is if Jayden Daniels does a better job and is more cognizant of protecting himself, I don't know if it would be that big of an issue. But according to Pro Football Focus, Jayden Daniels has slid just four times on 41 scrambles. He has slid four times on 41 scrambles. It's not good. Daniels is protecting himself on one out of every 10 scrambles. Let's compare that in these numbers via PFF to the other top five scramblers in the league. The top five scramblers in the league, Patrick Mahomes has 57 total scrambles, has slid 12 times. That's a 21% rate. Drake May has 50 total scrambles and slid 15 times. That's a 30% clip. Josh Allen, 46 scrambles, slid 8 times. That's a 17% clip. And Josh Allen, big as hell. So you get that. Caleb Williams scrambled 39 times, slid 9 times at a rate of 23%. Jayden Daniels has the lowest rate of slides by far in the National Football League. I'm not saying that Jayden Daniels should just stop scrambling. I'm just saying that sometimes letting the football go, throwing it to one of your guys, That's the better option. We keep talking about this coaching staff and how they got to protect them and how it's on them to protect Jaden Daniels. It's on Jaden Daniels, too, based off the numbers I just gave you. Not every scramble needs to lead to a run. Sometimes you scramble to throw. I want him to keep himself alive as a thrower much more often. Some more numbers here. Only 39% of Jaden Daniels' out-of-pocket dropbacks have ended in a pass attempt this year. That is easily the lowest mark in the National Football League. Only Justin Fields and Drake May are within 10 percentage points of them. Now, the good part is that number was higher for Jaden Daniels last year. Right? The issue, I guess. 42%. 39% of his out-of-pocket dropbacks have ended in a pass attempt, meaning when he's scrambling and leaving the pocket, he's not keeping his eyes downfield enough. It's got to happen more because you don't always have to subject yourself to getting hit if you just throw the damn football. That's it. That is it. Now, look, the offensive line and the way that this team performed on Sunday against Minnesota, the most blitz-happy team in the National Football League, the O-line could have been better. But there were still several instances where he could have gotten a pass off rather than scrambling and taking a hit. It's just needless contact for a player who seeks it out way too often and is already having major problems staying healthy. Something's got to give when it comes to Jaden Daniels and his ability to protect himself. 1-800-636-1067 is a number. What is your confidence level in Jaden Daniels to stay healthy long term? 1-800-636-1067. Based on the numbers I just gave you and what you know from watching him on a week-in, week-out basis, what is your confidence level in Jaden Daniels to keep himself healthy long-term, and are you at all concerned about his long-term health? Your calls on that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, our pal Ryan Fowler going to join the program. We'll talk all things Burgundy and Gold with Ryan Fowler. We'll take a big picture look at the organization and ask him where he thinks things went wrong for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Well, I've been awesome on the phones tonight. Continue to chime in at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well if the phones are not your thing. It is at NELL_BTP. Question is this. I gave you the numbers, and I'll reiterate them here again if you're just now getting a chance to tap into the program. Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer put out some numbers that are pretty damning when it comes to the long-term health of Jaden Daniels. So here we go. For just now joining us, you get to hear this. Daniels' scramble rate is up by 3 percentage points over last year. And when you think about what the conversations were like this offseason, that's all it was about, is let's get him more explosive playmakers around him so he doesn't have to be Superman, so he doesn't have to scramble as often. This is the tough part. According to Pro Football Focus, Jaden Daniels has slid just 4 times on 41 scrambles. He is scrambling, or sliding rather, and protecting himself in 1 out of every 10 scrambles. When you compare that to the other guys in the NFL that are top 5 in scrambles, so it's Pat Mahomes, Drake May, Josh Allen, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels by far has the lowest slide rate of all of these scrambling quarterbacks in the National Football League. This is my thing. Like I said a moment ago, I'm not necessarily saying, hey, I don't want him to scramble. I'm just saying I want him to use more discernment. I want him to be smarter when making that decision of when to ultimately scramble. Point blank. And when he does break the pocket, it doesn't mean it's a given that he has to scramble. The best quarterbacks in this league escape. Pat Mahomes is so deadly with this. When Pat Mahomes scrambles, his ability to threaten defenses as a thrower when escaping the pocket is what makes him so damn dangerous. Only 39% of his out-of-pocket dropbacks have ended in a pass attempt this year. That is easily the lowest mark in the National Football League. Only Justin Fields and Drake May are within 10 percentage points of it. And the crazy part is that number was higher for Daniels last year, so he's trending in the wrong direction when it comes to that. He's got to do a better job of playing on time, playing in a rhythm, playing on schedule. He needs the reps. It's on all parties involved. Head coach, offensive coordinator, and the quarterback to protect Jaden Daniels. Because the one way that you can protect him and why we all get on Cliff is you can be under center a lot more. Washington is under center at the lowest rate in the National Football League this year. It is a 7% clip. They're under center. There is only one quality team that's in the bottom 10 of under center snaps that is good, and that's Philadelphia. In Kansas City, if you want to be nice to those two teams, who are both going in the wrong direction. Miami, Tennessee, the Jets, the Saints, the Bengals, and the Falcons are the company that you're keeping in terms of how little you go under center. It's not a damn coincidence that the top 5 offenses in playing under center are the best 5 offenses in football. It ain't a coincidence. It's on Jaden. It's on Cliff. It's on all parties involved. But the question is this, at 1-800-636-1067. What is your confidence level that Jayden Daniels will be able to protect himself and stay healthy long term? 1-800-636-1067. I happen to believe this is something we're going to be dealing with on a year-in, year-out basis. I don't think it'll be as extreme as it was this year, but I expect him to miss a game or two every year just because of the nature of the position, how he plays the position, and then his build. He'll tweak an ankle. He'll sprain a wrist. He'll do something stupid. Nothing that will cost the team, but it's just a byproduct of playing the position, and that's okay. What I'm wanting him to avoid is the big catastrophic injury. My confidence level in him to avoid that, we don't see. Jaime is in Manassas. What's up, Jaime?
Hey, Linnell, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, yeah, I'm worried, too. I remember in this very program, I talk about it, he was so skinny like a spaghetti. And I worry about he's getting injured. And what happened? He's getting injured all the time now. And I don't blame the kid. The kid wants to make plays. He's a playmaker, and we don't have enough playmakers around him. And we are always paying from behind, and he's trying to make something happen. But he has to take care of himself. He's not as reckless as that Jackson Dart, but he's not that far off. I will have him watch tapes of Pat Mahomes and Russell Wilson. I don't know if you remember Russell Wilson. He used to scramble. He used to be very smart about scrambling just to get first downs, just to get out of bounds. He was light. And that he has to learn that. When it comes to playing him, I know he needs the reps and all of that. And he needs to play and he needs to develop. He's a second-year quarterback. They didn't play any preseason. And he needs to develop. But on the other hand, I wouldn't play him unless he can have 3 full practices on the week. That means that he's close to 100%. He's ready to play. If he has nagging injuries and he can barely play or he's just healthy play, we'll have nothing to play for, to be honest with you. I know he needs to develop, and you just mentioned it, that he needs the reps. He needs to develop as a quarterback. But still, we have to be looking. This is a franchise quarterback. This is the most valuable player on your team. And you have to watch for the future as well.
Hi, man. I think it was an excellent call, man. I appreciate you as always. My whole point on him needing to get reps is quarterback is a muscle memory position. Quarterback is a muscle memory position. And the example that I continue to go back to, y'all just think Deshaun Watson forgot how to play quarterback, or the fact that he was suspended for a year and didn't get any game reps for over a year and a half? You don't think that impacted him, and that's why he's the quarterback he currently is? It's such a muscle memory position, and I keep going back to practice. You cannot – NFL practice compared to an NFL preseason game is night and day, which is why I'm a big proponent of playing in the preseason. You have to. We're going to see what Sergeant Slogan and company do next year, but I bet your ass, let them not practice in the preseason. Let them not joint practice with a team. Let them not play their guys in the preseason. I am going to be on ass because you got to do it. 1-800-636-1067. Kenny is in Suitland. What's going on, Kenny?
My man, Linnell, what's going on, boss?
What's going on, dog? How you?
No complaints, man. I agree to everything you're saying, but I want to pivot real quick.
Yeah.
Have you seen him in person?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wider, broader shoulders than him, yeah.
Just by his body type, when was the last time a quarterback was successful doing what he's doing with his body type? When was the last time you seen a quarterback built like that for the long run?
It's tough because, like, there really isn't there's not a whole lot of precedent for it.
I mean, everybody over 6'2" that's a quarterback, at least over 200.
I would love to know what he actually weighs in at. He's got to get thicker. Like, there's no mistaking that. The body composition is a problem.
They're going to have, my opinion real quick, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're going to have to scrap that playbook. They're going to have to dial it down to where he's more responsible, like a Lamar Jackson playbook. Because if you give him the green light to make anything happen, he's going to try to make it happen.
Yeah. He don't know no better.
So they have to wind him back, put a brick wall in front of him, tell him, look, we don't take sacks, and we're throwing to move the chains. If not, we need to take it down and just go for the next one.
I think he's got the right mentality with it. I just think he's not in any sort of rhythm right now. He is a rhythm-based passer. It's a rhythm-based timing passing offense. When you're in and out of the lineup the way that you are, like, his internal clock is off right now. And notice last year when you saw him, right, he clearly got better the more he played. Like, think about the big leap he made from week one against Tampa to the second half against the Giants in week two. Like, it's he needs reps, and I think that's the big problem. I think with the lack of reps this year, he has 100% regressed and set himself back because the internal clock, the timing, all of that is not the same right now.
Of course.
So
I ain't going to hold you. Appreciate
it. Hey, yes, sir. I appreciate you calling in, man. 1-800-636-1067. CJ is out in D.C. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Good, bro. How you doing?
I mean, my whole thing to it is, man, number one, he needs to play. If he can play, he needs to play. Number two, the quarterback position, as we know, is the most dependent position in sports, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the deal is this. When you talk about getting into a rhythm, whether you're practicing or real game snaps or whatever it is, it's hard to get in the rhythm when, even if you're healthy, the guys that's on the field with you, they don't know where the hell they just got off a sofa. So you're talking about building a rhythm with guys that are not that weren't NFL caliber. You're talking about getting into a rhythm when pretty much all your playmakers are in and out of the lineup. But my deal with the whole situation is this. It's hard for me to believe that this year, what we all said was a strength of him scrambling to throw is now a weakness of his. And, you know, listen to some, and I attribute all of that to just the rhythm of the offense. You know what I mean? But the way a lot of folks are saying, like, the last call, you questioning whether he can do it if there's precedent. Hey, why don't we just go ahead and trade him? I mean, listen, when are you going to sit back and let things play out? I mean, it's just like when the guy came in, it's similar. I keep saying it's so similar to 2012. The only improvement, true dynamic improvement to our on the roster with him will not be on this roster with him 2, maybe 3 years from now. Cliff may not even be here. So the best thing you have to do is surround him with things that can help him be successful.
Point blank. I think you hit it right on the head. Kevin is in Crystal City. Wrap us up here. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how you doing, man? You stole all my answers or all my comments by saying that the rhythm.
Yeah.
It's obvious to me that his rhythm is off because he hasn't been practicing. You made a comment earlier as well as to what the NFL says they can practice. I heard that Brady and some of the other good guys, not glazing good Brady, but so much, would get these guys and work with them one-on-one to establish that rhythm and understanding.
Oh, I think that's happening. I think that's happening. What I mean by what they can't do is from a contact standpoint. See, you can only simulate being in the pocket getting rushed when you know you can't get touched. It's going to change your internal clock.
Okay.
So that's my thing. Yeah, for sure.
Your intensity scares me sometimes because you're so young and I'm an old man. But at the same time, I've been listening to you for a couple of days on my work break, and your comments are really on point from the history of playing ball as I did. But you're really on top of it as far as what's going on, say, last Sunday. Because the timing was off. You could tell his timing was off.
Yeah.
And his internal clock is off. Everything is off right now.
Yeah. Which is why he's got to play, right? Like, he's got to play.
I agree. You have to play him. But your results are going to be mixed. It's going to be a mixed bag.
And that's okay, because I'd rather him get it out now.
Gets those 2 or 3 games that you discussed.
Yep.
And then he catches his rhythm and he can see it.
Yeah. Even next year, I think it's going to take some time for him to get into a rhythm. Kevin, I appreciate you as always, man. We're up against it. We got a guest coming up, but hell of a call per usual, man. 1-800-636-1067. Ryan Fowler going to join us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
About an hour and change left to go here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Linnell Willingham, Metal Chris behind the glass, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll take a spin around the National Football League. We'll talk about the Geritol gunslinger, Philip Rivers. We'll talk about the decision that Coach Stefanski made in Philadelphia. And we'll recap the 4-interception performance from last night on Monday Night Football as the Eagles continue to melt here in 2025. We'll bring you a fresh installment of No Super Six Pack as well as I bring you my top six teams in the National Football League. Right now, though, going out to the guest hotline for the first time this show is where we find our pal Ryan Fowler. You can check out him on the X app at _RyanFowler_. One of the best when it comes to talking all things National Football League, one of the best film junkies out there. And that's a flattering term and an endearing term. You know that, Ryan. You're a film junkie, my friend.
Absolutely. Always appreciate having you on, though.
Yes, indeedy, man. We were literally talking about, right before we brought you on, Ryan, we were talking about what me and you were texting about earlier this afternoon. And I encourage anybody that has not yet done so to go read Stephen Ruiz's article in The Ringer. I thought he brought some pretty interesting perspective to just how good of a job Jayden Daniels has done in protecting himself this year. When I ask you that, and you look at this thing in a vacuum, Ryan, what type of job in your mind has Daniels done in terms of protecting himself this year?
Yeah, it's really the golden question right now with Jayden Linnell, because it really brings us to the bigger question of should he be playing or should he not? And either way you go there, whatever new you take, there's, you know, a lot of questions to ask. Because where you are right now, losers of eight straight games and losers of two straight months. It's just not good enough. But I think when you look at Jaden overall, I really think it's okay to look at Jaden and say, hey, look, there's things to work on here. And I think one of those things is a guy that does need to get some more muscle on his body. He does need to bulk up a little bit. And he does need to flat out take care of himself a little bit better. Because I think there's many times, not just in the Minnesota tape, Linnell, but overall in the season and even working back to last year, where there's moments to where when he escapes outside of the pocket, he's got to keep his eyes up and complete little four-yard dink and dunks here and just take care of your body.
Yeah.
You don't always need to play that term that we hear all the time as far as playing hero ball. You know the skill set that he has with his arm and with his legs, but he's got to be able to either get down or get out of bounds because he doesn't have the body type to take hit after hit after hit like we see from some of these bigger, bulkier ball carriers like the Josh Allens and Jalen Hurts of the world. He's just not built like that, so he's going to have to adjust his game. But I think overall, Linnell, he's just got to keep his eyes up downfield. He's got the arm to make every single throw in the book, whether that's a 60-yard hole shot downfield or it's a 5-yard completion on a 3rd and 4. He's just got to keep his eyes up downfield, take care of his body, because this thing is about the next decade. It's not just about the next 2-3 weeks.
To your point, I totally agree with you, by the way. Just got to do a better job keeping your eyes downfield. You know, you can't go broke taking a profit. And it's crazy because I actually thought at times last year he was good with this in terms of keeping his eyes downfield. It's something that comes with reputation, with repetition. And what I keep saying, Ryan, and I keep using Deshaun Watson as an example, quarterback is such a muscle memory position in terms of, like, you can't replicate. What you're seeing in practice on a day-in, day-out basis is nothing. And I don't care how much virtual reality you do. It's nothing compared to being out there in the fire on Sundays when you can get hit. That internal clock speeds up. You're processing all of that, man. And Deshaun Watson, who we know was a top 5 quarterback before he had to miss a year of football, he never was able to recover in terms of, like, having that extended time away from the game. That's what I worry about with Jaden Daniels. I don't want that to be something that is an issue. But the bigger point is this, I guess. How good of a job do you think this coaching staff has done to this point in terms of trying to protect him via play calling? Because I think these numbers coming from our pals at Sumersports.com, Washington is under center 7%, fewest in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think, Linnell, when you look back to, you know, even the goal line moments, the big red zone moments, high leverage downs, how many times have we had the last few years? I mean, look back to when this team was 3-2, and all you had to do was convert, you know, 3rd and 1, and you were in pistol. You know, and I know that's a situation where, yeah, you wanted to hand the ball off there, but how many moments have we been at the goal line, and we talked about just hand the ball off, run the football, take pressure off of Jaden Daniels, not having to drop back 30, 35 plus times a game. And I know even last year when we got into week 4, week 5, week 6, and the training wheel slowly started to come off of this offense where, as you know, Linnell, the first few weeks was horizontal raid. It was get your hand, the ball out of your hands quickly, right, and attack in the screen game. And then his legs started to get involved, and that's when he really saw this thing open up in that Monday night game at Cincinnati where everyone was like, holy smokes, Washington's got their guy here. But when you look at this offensive structure, I think everything right now is predictable, both in the ground game and through the air. Now, I know they all realize how special an athlete Jaden is, but what we've seen him at times this year with guys like Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen out there, that hasn't helped him at all. And I'm not one to sit here and give excuses that he hasn't had a ton of rapport this year, at least, with guys like Terry and guys like Noah Brown. But you had your guys out there, Linnell, against Minnesota, and you put up a donut. And I think that's where it comes down to it for me, where you had no plan for their pressure. You couldn't really run the ball, at least run the ball in certain moments where you needed to. And then just down the field, there was nothing at all. And his legs were not involved as well. And again, we're in the situation where he cannot stay healthy for 4 full quarters. So it's really all-encompassing right now to where you ask one question, it opens up another barrel of answers for you, Linnell. This is a lot to talk about with Jaden right now, but I think overall is he's the guy. He is the guy. There's no questions about that. But it's okay to look at his skill set and say, look, there are certain things here where he has to improve on as they move into what now looks like a huge, huge offseason and a massive 2026 campaign.
Ryan, obviously, a lot of the conversation is going to be this offseason going to shift to how do you improve the defense. As we sit here right now with a month left to go, I'm actually going to pivot on my question, mid-question, because I'm a pro. We were talking about this, and I wanted to get your opinion, because I know you understand the inner workings of Monday through Friday in a building. There's been this sentiment that's been echoed by members of the beat of, like, you can't just play young guys for the sake of playing young guys. Like, you, they got to earn their way onto the field. I hear that to an extent, Ryan, but when I'm looking at a guy like Kane Medrano, right, knowing the restrictions around the NFL practice via the CBA, how the hell are you developing a linebacker in practice without him actually going and hitting people?
Yeah, I am. First off, I don't agree with that sentiment as far as from you know, a lot of the beat guys. And I know we all know those guys who we're talking about, and respect those guys who do great work. But this isn't high school football. This is the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, you're not snaps are earned. They're not given. And they're in a culture in Washington where Dan Quinn said, look, we want dog ass competitors. Well, you got guys in the field right now, specifically against Minnesota, where Bobby Wagner played 100% of the defensive snaps, and that equal to 29 more than Jordan McGee, for that example alone. Yeah. That's unacceptable. You got to see who wants to play for you, because Bobby Wagner's not a piece for 27, 28, 29 in the future. You got to find guys who want to play for you. And the guys you've had out there have led you to 3-10. And this is the same issues and a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same places since you saw last year in 2024 for this defensive structure, to where you head into the NFC title game. Everyone and their mother knew Saquon Barkley was getting the ball, and he scored in his first two touches.
Yeah.
So you draft Kane Medrano for a reason. Let the kid play. Tyler Owens, big physical kid. Percy Butler, what do you have? I'm trying to find guys that want to play for me, not just guys that are wearing jerseys like Preston Smith and stealing paychecks right now. So, again, this comes down to not being high school football. This is the NFL. No one's going to feel sorry for you. Look at the Eagles and Howie Roseman, to where he consistently looks to add talent. Yep. If you're not cutting it, get out of the building. And that comes with on the field or off the field. So they got to find this culture that they've been talking about for a long time as far as finding guys that are going to strap up in the burgundy and gold and compete and play tough. There's not a lot of guys in the building right now other than showing up on Monday, looking at their locker room chair and finding that paycheck. That's really what it is right now.
And Ryan, I think to Dan's credit, he was pretty transparent Monday when he spoke, saying, like, we're just not being aggressive enough. We weren't physical enough. And it's ironic, right, because Washington played in the first window of football in the week, playing at 1 o'clock. And then on Sunday Night Football, we watched the Chiefs and the Texans try to kill each other out there on the defensive side of the football. We're so far away from an attitude standpoint. And Ryan, this is the thing that's driving me crazy. I keep hearing, well, the effort's there. The effort's been there. You damn Skippy, it better be there. Because let me tell you what, football is a game made for lunatics. I say it all the time. Who the hell wants to run down on kickoff and just crash into somebody for the hell of it? You got to be a little bit loose up top if you pick up what I'm putting down. We simply don't have the dogs, and we aren't physical enough. We don't go whack pulling offensive linemen. We aren't playing one fundamentally sound, and to me, the run and hit has not been there all year long. And if guys aren't willing to do it, this is why you fill the 53-man roster, because I'm sure there are other guys out there. Ali Cahill is itching to get a defensive snap. I know he'd much rather get concussed playing linebacker than special teams. I'll tell you that much.
You know, and there's a guy, Linnell, that really encompasses that mentality. And it's a guy that got overdrafted in my book down there in Dallas. Maris Lufau, coming out of Notre Dame a few years ago.
Yep.
I had a lot of worries with him as far as in coverage, this and that, all the little things we look for in backers. But if you wanted a backer that's going to run through a wall for you and play the linebacker position, when we think about the good old days of football where you strap up and you blow through somebody's chest plate,
that's
exactly what he is. And you just mentioned Ali Cahill. That's what Jordan McGee wants to do. I've seen some of that on tape a little bit from Kane Medrano. Jeremy Reeves, at least, wants to do that. And football, you know, everyone says, hey, football is a contact sport. It's not a contact sport. That basketball, hockey, football is a collision sport. Football's collision at a high rate of speed, and it's intelligent violence. And there's not a lot of guys on this defense specifically right now where they want to fly around and they want to flat out hit people. And if there were, this defense would be playing differently, even though things may not be perfect and you want to adjust scheme and personnel, that's fine. But as you mentioned, it's a great point as far as they do not have enough dogs flat out at all three levels of this defense that want to flat out get after people. If there's one guy I think that has tried to show up, it's Ben Jacob Martin at times.
Yep.
But other than that, there's just flat out not enough when you have 11 guys in the football field that expect to get after people.
Ryan, this has been fun as always. I'm blowing out the clock because I got to get better at my job. So we got to cut our convo a little short. I appreciate you as always, man. This was great.
Absolutely. Appreciate you as always. And we'll talk soon.
That is our guy, Ryan Fowler. Give him a follow on the X app at _RyanFowler_. Single break this. We'll take one quick timeout. When we come back, I'll quickly bring you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL next. +1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Taking you up to 10 o'clock. John Walton, play-by-play for us. So you're watching the Capitals. Going to join us to wrap up the show. We'll talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards in the final hour. We'll also take a spin around the National Football League. But before we do any of that, got to give some credit to the good, hard-working folks at the committee. My committee. The folks that burn the midnight oil each and every week to make sure that you all have the most thought-through, thorough power ranking segment at all of Sports Talk Radio. It is time for Nell's Super Six Pack. All righty. Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six teams in the National Football League. You know how we'll start with the almost but not good enough teams. Teams that were almost good enough to make this list, but ultimately were not good enough to make this list. And to start with our almost but not good enough, three teams here. The Buffalo Bills. Yeah, I know they beat Cincinnati on Sunday, but did you watch? Buffalo's defense, simply put, is not very good. And I think it's ultimately going to be their Achilles heel and their undoing in the NFL's second season. They got a big-time showdown coming up on Sunday on the road. They travel to Foxborough. Take on Drake May and the Patriots. I don't think they'll win that game because their defense simply isn't good enough. The Bills have major problems on that side of the football. You know how I get down. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water. Somehow, some way, you have to be able to get stops defensively in order to win in this league. And right now, the Bills, not only can they not get stops, their offense is inconsistent at times as well. Here's the damning number to me. The Buffalo Bills are giving up 135.2 rushing yards per game. The Buffalo Bills have given up 51 explosive runs. That's runs of 10 or more yards. It's second most in the National Football League. I don't know what team in the AFC playoff race that they're going to travel to on the road, because we know they're not going to have a home playoff game. What team are they going to beat in the AFC playoff field? Because they can't stop the run. Every team you play, Denver's going to run it. Houston's going to run it. New England's going to run it. Poor Bills, man. A wasted season for Josh Allen because their defense still sucks. The Detroit Lions, the other almost but not good enough team. Here's the thing with Detroit. I think once they get fully healthy, they'll be fine. They're not that right now. Terrion Arnold's on the shelf. They're having issues up front along their offensive line. They got to continue to get tougher. Now, here's the thing, right? If they're able to win the division, I feel a lot better about them. They're another team that I think can be one and done. Are they really going to play outdoors and potentially travel to Philadelphia and try to win a playoff game? It's not something that's probably going to happen, is it? Are they going to travel to, say, Chicago on the road and win a playoff game? Probably something that's not going to happen. So I'm out right now on the Detroit Lions for that reason. The final almost but not good enough team is the Chicago Bears. I struggle putting them here because I get it when it comes to Chi-Town, man. The Bears ain't really phony, man. They lost by a touchdown to Green Bay this past weekend. They took the Packers to the wire, Slim. I'm telling you. They gave Green Bay everything they could possibly handle. Everything. Yet they ended up coming up short. I want to see Caleb Williams be more consistent on a down-in, down-out basis. That's my only concern with Chicago, and I think he's great. I think he'll end up being a monster. I just want him to be a little bit more consistent on a down and down out basis. That wraps up the almost but not good enough group. Let's get to it. My top six teams in the National Football League. Number six, the New England Patriots, man. Here's the thing about the Patriots. They're legit. They're for real. My only gripe with New England right now, and I don't even know if gripe is the right word to use, I wonder, are they going to be able to get after the opposing team's quarterback on a consistent basis? Because run defense, the third in the NFL, allowing just 89.5 yards per game. But in terms of, like, quarterback pressures and sacks, in terms of sacks, right now, the New England Patriots are ranked 22nd in the National Football League. In terms of quarterback pressures, they're ranked 13th. If they can find a way to consistently impact the quarterback, I don't see a flaw on the Patriots roster. They're as dangerous as any team in the National Football League. Number five, the Green Bay Packers. Big time win this past weekend. Their pass rush is getting going. Toyota-thon, Jordan Love, please stand up. 17-25, 234, three tubs, including 10 yards of completion this past weekend. Big, big fan of Jordan Love. On the season, if you're not familiar, 22 touchdowns, tied for fifth in the National Football League. Four interceptions, which is amongst the fewest. And then he's ninth in total passing yards. And then he's got the second-best QBR. Jordan Love should be in the MVP conversation. Will he win it? Probably not. Should he be in the conversation? For damn sure. Number four, making their debut, Enel Super Six Pack. We'll actually tell you that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's just a fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.